Is Roe v. Wade Really About Abortion? By Kit Knightley. Published June 24, 2022. Narrated by Carrie Butler. A few hours ago, the Supreme Court of United States, SCOTUS, confirmed their ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, the case which set the precedent for abortion as a human right in the U.S. back in the 1970s. As soon as this decision was first, quote, leaked, unquote, a few months ago, it became the trending topic all across the U.S., and to a certain extent, the rest of the Anglosphere. Since it was confirmed this afternoon, the already supercharged dialogue has reached new heights. Pro-choice pundits, politicians, and celebrities have been flooding the cyber public square with comparisons to The Handmaid's Tale, and other forced memes. They argue abortion on demand is a fundamental right, and take up the rather unsettling position that having an abortion is a point of pride. On the other side of the divide, Christians, traditionalists, and Republican politicians argue for the sanctity of all life, regardless of context or complication. Both sides are entrenched to the point of hysteria and not really looking like budging. As with most things, the reasonable ground is somewhere in the middle. Regardless of the law, women will sometimes seek out abortions, and it's probably best they have access to safe, clean places to do so. That said, the use of abortions as a form of contraception is both obscene and impractical. And aborting viable mid- or late-term babies is revolting, both in concept and in practice. None of that really matters, though, because the Roe v. Wade finding isn't even about abortion. It's about federal overreach. The justices made that clear. Though it has gotten lost in 250 years of ever-expanding centralization, the USA originated as a loose federation of quasi-independent states, with the central federal government having strictly limited powers to overrule local legislation. Simply put, the Constitution lays out all the powers of the federal government, and anything not specifically mentioned therein is de facto a matter for states on an individual basis. For decades, federal governments used SCOTUS decisions to get around these limitations, relying on precedents rather than actual legislation in order to control state laws from Washington, D.C. Roe v. Wade is a classic example of this, and reversing it changes only one thing. Abortion law will revert to a state-level matter, not a federal one. But is it even really just about that? On a deeper level, there seems to be a prolonged campaign in place to violently divide the United States, perhaps to the point of outright civil war. From Black Lives Matter to January 6th, the Second Amendment to Roe v. Wade, there is an increasing supply of hot-button issues accompanied by a deluge of divisive rhetoric. Both sides are being encouraged to take to the streets, protest, mock, yell, and scream without any search for common ground. The office of the presidency is degraded more every term, with a crass blowhard followed by a jittering dementia patient. Some states are even openly talking about seceding. At the end of the Cold War, Russia was economically raped and globally humiliated. It came within inches of shattering into a dozen or more failed states. As the big money players head east, and the hegemonic powers turn from the U.S. empire to a new globalist power base, you have to wonder if the U.S. is destined for the same fate. Just as the USSR had to fail, and to be seen to fail, pour encore jour les autres, perhaps the U.S., with its history of individualism and personal liberty, is considered surplus to requirements in the new age of faux collectivism. Whatever America became at its imperial zenith, Its constitutional foundation has always arguably been the most egalitarian on earth. Could it be that those ideas enshrined in the Bill of Rights are considered an impediment to the, quote, progressive, unquote, New World Order? The U.S. falling into failed statehood could even act as a moral lesson to the rest of the world and be held up as a warning about what can happen when, quote, liberty is taken too far, unquote, or when people are allowed to, quote, selfishly put their own rights ahead of the public good, unquote. Perhaps the U.S. being torn apart, or encouraged to tear itself apart, is key to bringing about the next stage of the Great Reset. One thing is for sure, no matter the endgame, U.S. politics are dry tinder piled high, waiting for a spark.